And yet, one of my favorite stories of mythology is out of Persia, where there's the idea that Lucifer was condemned to hell because he loved God so much.
Yeah, that's a basic Muslim idea about Iblis, that's the Muslim name for Satan, being God's greatest lover. Why was Satan thrown into hell? Well, the standard story is that when God created the angels, he told them to bow to none but himself. Then he created man, whom he regarded as a higher form than the angels, and he asked the angels then to serve man. And Satan would not bow to man. Now, this is interpreted in the Christian tradition, as I recall from my boyhood instruction, as being the egotism of Satan. He would not bow to man. Mm-hmm. But in this view, he could not bow to man because of his love for God. He could bow only to God. And then God says, "Get out of my sight." Now, the worst of the pains of hell, insofar as hell has been described, is the absence of the beloved, which is God. So how does Iblis sustain the situation in hell? By the memory of the echo of God's voice when God said, "Go to hell." And I think that's a great sign of love, you see?
Well, it's certainly true in life that the greatest hell one can know is to be separated from the one you love.
Yeah.
That's why I've liked the Persian myth for so long. Satan as God's lover.
Yeah. And he has separated from God, and that's the real pain of Satan.
You once took the saying of Jesus, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who's in heaven. For he makes the sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the just and the unjust." You once took that to be the highest, the noblest, the boldest of the Christian teachings. Do you still feel that way?